With today's top stories, I'm Tona Takadila. Five armed robbers targeted the National Petroleum Corporation of Namibia filling station in Soweto Katutura on Monday morning, stealing about 100,000 Namibia dollars. Police managed to arrest one of the suspects at the scene while the others fled in a getaway car. NAMCO's Manager of Marketing, Communication and Public Relations, Paulo Coelho, has an update.
The Soweto service station operates under a DODO model, which is a dealer-owned, dealer-operated site, whereby the site is independently owned and managed by the dealer. NAMCO is the sole supplier of fuel and branding services to that respective site. We express our sympathy and support to the dealer affected by this unfortunate event, and the relevant authorities have been notified and are conducting a full investigation. The money has been recovered and some of the suspects are in custody.
South Africa has accused Israel of acting with impunity in the occupied Palestinian territories and intentionally blocking humanitarian aid into Gaza. This was said during oral submissions by Zain Dangle, who is the Director General of South Africa's Department of International Relations and Cooperation at the International Court of Justice in The Hague.
We make these submissions while Gaza is once again under a complete siege following Israel's breach of the ceasefire brokered by the United States, Qatar, and Egypt. As cited in this court yesterday, the United Nations Secretary General stated that Gaza is a killing field. He added, aid has dried up, the floodgates of horror have reopened.
The ICJ is currently holding public hearings on Israel's obligations under international law. Mozambique's coal mines, including the country's largest operation, are laying off hundreds of workers following post-electoral violence and a slump in the price of the country's biggest export. Bloomberg reports that a unit of Vulcan International, which owns the Moatize mine, has told government it intends to cut 105 jobs. And Canada's Liberal Party, led by Prime Minister Mark Carney, has won the country's federal election. The Liberals were projected to win more of Parliament's 343 seats than the Conservative Party. However, it's too close to call whether he will secure a majority or will have to rely on the other parties to govern. Here's Carney's victory speech.
President Trump is trying to break us so that America can own us. That will never, ever happen. And my message to every Canadian is this: no matter where you live, no matter what language you speak, no matter how you voted, I will always do my best to represent everyone.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.